A traumatic brain injury can have devastating consequences. It can result in a job loss. It can often mean the end of relationships, and it can lead in some ways to an identity crisis as people try to navigate a new reality. Well, tomorrow morning at the monthly Interface presentation in Boulder, Sarah Swift will speak about TBIs as a therapist who for years helped patients. But she had a whole new insight into this issue after she suffered her own traumatic brain injury. I asked her how a TBI can impact someone.
Well, no two brain injuries are the same, but a lot of times there's sensitivity to sound and sensitivity to light. And there's a sense of being overwhelmed quite easily. And sometimes your motor coordination is affected and your executive functioning, your ability to organize, problems with time, multitasking is challenging. Sometimes your edit button is definitely off. So it shows up in a myriad of different ways.
Is it being diagnosed, do you think, appropriately?
Well, I think it's often missed in terms of a lot of times people come in with a lot of physical injuries and they actually don't address the brain injury. They don't recognize it. And sometimes it doesn't show up for a bit of time, sometimes as long as six weeks or longer. So there's a lot of people in this country. There's about 3.5 million people a year that get brain injuries, and a lot of them are either underdiagnosed, not diagnosed and not treated effectively.
And what are the consequences then if you have a TBI and it's not diagnosed?
Well, you know, you start wondering why you don't have good memory and why you feel like you're a stranger to yourself, why you're having irritability and anger issues, mood issues. So it's there's a myriad of symptoms that arise that can be quite complexing. And you know you're not the same person, but you don't know why.
Yes. Now, you yourself, as a therapist who works with brain injuries,
right,
have experienced your own, and you said that in and of itself actually is something quite positive for your clients because they know that you understand it. But what's your own personal story?
Well, I was riding on a bike in Boulder and I got hit by a car. And so, you know, my life changed quite radically. And with the first week, I definitely noticed my speed of processing was a lot slower, sensitivity to sound and noise. And then about 6 weeks in, and I also had problems with my gait. My legs started dragging behind me. I looked like I had a stroke. And then 6 weeks in, I started to stutter. And also had trouble finding words. You know, I would pause and say, how do I say this? And then I would visualize the word and then I could say it. And so there was a lot of pauses and I was able to work and my clients were able to hang in there with me. I had, interesting enough, developed a strong sense of presence. And so I think that in and of itself was very healing for my clients. And then a strange thing happened about 9 months in. I developed over a short period of time, what they call a foreign accent syndrome, which is only 100 to 150 people in the world diagnosed with it, where I don't have, it's hard to define my accent. Initially, it sounded very Irish and Scottish, and then there's a little South African thrown in. So it's always, almost every single day, people ask me, where are you from, or where's your accent from? And it's kind of a no-win, because they don't really want to hear that I had a brain injury, because then they feel horrible asking. And then if I say, well, and I kind of stall, they think, well, are you a fugitive from the from the police? So it's kind of a funny dilemma, but it's gotten a little bit less pronounced over time. And then it can change. And every once in a while, I can go back to my old accent. And so there's a lot of variance, but my tongue moves in a different position, more to the left. And so it's just what is, and I just roll with it and go forward.
No, this was, what, 6 or 7 years ago?
Five and a half years ago.
And you're still dealing with some of this,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, it's a gift that keeps giving. And one of the strengths that I really lean into is my creativity and adaptability. And I really encourage people. One of my challenges is spelling. So when I'm writing, I think, oh, I used to know that word. And so I think, okay. So I either sound it out or thank goodness for spell check. And also a dropout word. So sometimes I have to read an email out loud to myself to get it straight. So there's a lot of ways that you've adapted, and definitely your fatigue is an issue. And so I've had to force myself to learn how to nap. And I give myself lots of rewards. A friend of mine is my napping mentor. She gives me lots of kudos for napping, and we get competitive on how long we can nap. And so there's a way that building resiliency within all of the challenges of a brain injury is one of my fortes in terms of my own life and encouraging my clients.
Well, one of the issues that you're going to talk about surrounding TBIs at the interface yes. presentation on Friday is how it can just really impact your sense of identity. Yes. Now, you're living through this. Obviously, you're a rare case in terms of the foreign accent syndrome.
Right.
But even some of the other things are so central to who you are as a person. I mean, talk a little bit about that as an yes. impact. That's maybe not seen as a medical thing. Okay, we'll heal the brain. But this yeah. very personal sense of identity is at the core of all of us.
Yes, exactly. You know, for me, I was, as a friend said, I'm a triple type A. High octane, very, very high energy. And I had to deal with having less energy, less capacity. So that piece of identity was really challenged. And one of the fallouts with a brain injury is also, it can be very challenging in your relationship. And a year in, my partner announced to me that he really much missed the old sweet Sarah. And I said, well, can you fall in love with the new Sarah? And he said, no. So, you know, that's often, there's a high percentage in couples that have brain injury where one partner can't adapt. And so you have to learn how to, in fact, be your own best friend.
Sarah Swift will speak about reimagining ourselves, healing from a traumatic brain injury tomorrow morning at the Naropa North Boulder campus. It's part of the monthly Interface series, and you can find out more at interfaceboulder.org.